Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. I'm Mark Lawrence. We've got some radio veterans in the building today. Deb, when's the first time I interviewed you? Probably 20 years ago in Milton.
Probably, yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah, she's been in and out of the job of Main Street manager in Milton and just really helped the whole town a tremendous amount. And lots of folks still say, we need somebody like Deb out there.
Thank you, Mark.
We're just doing a good job, and of course, one of those people that took the laptop home. That's what we'll say. Okay, so you could do work, you know, all the time. So welcome aboard. She happens to be secretary of the Milton Historical Society, so that's the hat you're wearing today. So thanks for coming in. And Robert Jones is here. Bob Jones, of course, we see him at the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. I guess you were interviewed by Chad Hirschberger some time ago with the Vintage Iron Club, which relates to farm tractors and these kind of things.
That is correct.
And the hit or miss engines.
That's correct.
And that kind of stuff, which is always fascinating to see. And the folks that are the hobbyists that preserve this stuff are as noteworthy at a display as the machines themselves.
Very passionate about what we do. Yes.
Well, it is, yeah, yes. And I think so. And plus the attention to detail, you know, this idea, where do you find a 90-year-old rubber strip that goes on a tractor front tire?
And there's the rub. Sometimes it's, and there's companies out there, believe it or not, that do that.
That will do the manufacturing. And then you see guys like yourself and women that'll manufacture one. You see many machine shops and so on taking care of this. All right, so that's Bob Jones. And what we're here today to talk about is the Milton Historical Society's got an open house this week. The 50th anniversary of Hurricane Agnes was one good reason to talk to these folks earlier this year. But they got an open house this weekend at the Cameron House. And I just think the Milton Historical Society has got to be raised up and talked about more. I know you're active
up
there.
Yes.
Yeah, and you're doing a lot and great displays. So let's start out with that. Yeah, Deb, tell us about the Historical Society in general and the Cameron House, that great building along 405.
Well, we're in a historic federal farmhouse that belonged to Colonel James Cameron, who was a Civil War hero. The house is open the second Sunday of the spring and summer months for free tours. We've been in existence for 40 years. The home was gifted to us by Bill Hastings, who was connected with the Milton Standard Journal.
Sure.
And it's an all-volunteer organization. We have a very active board, and we're working very hard to get the public in and to spread the word about Milton history.
Yeah, Milton's just a fascinating town. Whether it focusing on the history, of course, is sufficient to keep you enthralled. But I just think it's a great town today. You know, got a lot of...
There's a lot going on.
There is. You know, I think of the work that went into the library, and I think you were associated with the library renovations
correct.
As well. Well, maybe, Deb, you were in the back room, too.
Yeah, I was on the board, yeah.
I just think, and there's so many good people polling for Milton that it's worth bringing up. And the Cameron's House itself, this could be the subject of one of the books itself. Tell us just the thumbnail sketch on that.
Well, the house was built in three sections. The oldest part is the kitchen, which was from the late 1700s. The main part of the house was built around 1810, and an addition was added in about 1840. The Camerons bought it in 1851 and moved there in 1861 until he was killed in the Civil War.
All right, right. Oh, this was the big funeral that was held. I remember we talked about this with George Vinos.
Yes, there were over 5,000 people attended his funeral.
And in Lewisburg,
yes,
where that would have been held.
And he's in the Lewisburg Cemetery.
And for some reason, speaking of iron, the word motorcycle pops into my head. What happened there related to motorcycles?
Well, years ago, actually, it was the state police barracks. And our garage out back with swinging doors was actually where they stored their equipment, their cars. And I think someone even mentioned motorcycles.
Yes.
That's where they stored there. So that house has a lot of history to it. Lot of history.
I wonder if there's some old pieces of something or an old headlight or something.
Well, you know what? We've done like Deb has said, it's a very hardworking board, and the garage has really been cleaned out and looked at pretty hard. And yes, I wish we would have found, it would have been cool to find an old motorcycle underneath a tarp or something, but we didn't find one.
Well, that's the beauty of hidden gems. They're hidden, so maybe. Maybe they'll
pop maybe up. Maybe it's still there. You never know.
You know, open up one wall or dig someplace. Next thing you know, you found something that really relates to this. Well, I find this always interesting, and you are having an open house this week. So kind of invite folks to this. Tell us where and how and when and that kind of thing.
Yeah, the open house is Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 5. And what Deb mentioned earlier, our president, Tim Bittner, has worked very hard to help us, push us along to say, you know what, we need to have this house open. We need to have people come in and take tours. We do have a lot of stuff in archives that they can come in and look at when somebody is present to help them do this. So the whole key was to just let people know that, look, this Cameron House has a lot of history tied in with Milton, and we need to have open houses, like Deb had said, and we start in the spring. We're going to skip a couple months in the summer because of the heat and then start again in the fall. But this coming weekend, it has been decided, and Deb does a wonderful job for this, and I don't want to put her on the spot, but she does a wonderful job with putting this together. She has an eye for how to display things. So this goes back to how the flood memorandum was done when we had those two open houses, but this is toys, doll houses, and I snuck in there the other day because I couldn't help last Saturday because we were doing the Winterfest in Milton, but it looks really, really cool. I mean, the toys, the old toys, the decorations, really nicely done.
Elaborate, please.
Well, we put out a call to our members to let us borrow antique toys. But the whole thing started because in our attic we have Milton model homes that Lawrence Wilver from New Columbia built them. And we actually have photos of the original houses that go with the building. So we have five large models. And that started there. Then a member, Valerie Bieber, said, well, let's do doll houses to go with this. And then it went into toys. So we have every room is filled with antique and vintage toys.
And what happens? Something happens when you start to look at this and you see the photographs and you get a sense of sort of the yesteryear, to use that phrase. There's a feeling that comes with it. You know, you start to look back to a simpler time.
Yes, yeah. It's amazing. There's not one video game in our display. Our stipulation was 50 or older, 50 years or older. So we have a early Barbie doll back to toys from the 1880s.
All right, no batteries required.
Nope.
No. I called them and I said, look, my uncle had given me years ago, my aunt, he had passed away, and it was an old Lionel HO train set, and I did a little research on it. It was built in 1957. I said, Deb, are you interested? Oh, yeah, bring it down. We'll put it upstairs in the Governor Pollock room and put it on the desk, and there's older trains as well, so it's the whole old stuff, like you said. I don't think there's anything there that takes batteries that I saw. I took a really quick glance, but there is nothing. And the dolls, you know, the old dolls, the cradles.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's just amazing what's there.
Well, my lovely bride took to searching all the local antique shops for Mark's toys.
Yes.
And that really opened up, I'm not going to say a can of worms, but it sort of opened up a new way to look for things and to look for stuff. And at the Miller Center, they just who was there that just had, oh, the Erector sets was the convention.
Yes, goes back history-wise,
there. Yeah. So, so this, old toys. Yeah, there was an auction at the house that we live in now. There was an auction before we moved in, and old toys were part of the things that were left there. And I thought, well, an old Monopoly set that was 60 years old, you know, this is going to go for $20, and everything went for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's
so this stuff amazing. Has great value, not only in terms of monetary or trading purposes, but just a great value in terms of sort of the mood and the mystique.
The nostalgia.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And it's really palpable when you can sense that. So this means you should invite folks, make a pitch for folks to put this on their calendar this weekend. Fortunately, you got 2 days, so that's going to help, 1 to 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Go ahead and encourage folks to attend.
Well, we hope you come. We have no admission fee. We will give tours if people would like to learn the history of the home, but you're also free to just come and enjoy the toys. As I said, there's toys in every room. The house is looking great, and I hope people come. It's a kind of a visit to your past childhood.
All right. My recollection is the house is not significantly renovated, so there are stairs involved. So
yes, we are handicapped accessible from the outside. We have a portable ramp that we can put in place if anybody needs to use that.
All right, fantastic. Yeah, so you want to be as welcoming as possible. Well, as possible. There's so much more to dig into Milton's rich past. When I sent out this email today, I said we should talk about William Penn Hastings from the Standard Journal, just the last name Hastings. Mm-hmm. It just is evocative enough of its own. And of course, Colonel James Cameron. But we'll have to save that for another episode. So come back before your next open house or even before then. Go ahead and make a pitch for folks to consider to dig into this history this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. It's just amazing that people have all these toys probably themselves in their attics or in their basement in storage. And it's they need to go take a peek at those and see exactly what they have. But to come to the I call it the historical house, come to the Cameron house, and just take a look at this toy display. And these houses that replicate Milton houses are just really, really nice.
Robert Jones, member of the board of directors of the Milton Historical Society. Their Cameron House open house is this weekend from 1 to 5 p.m. on both Saturday and Sunday. Deb Owens, secretary of the Milton Historical Society. Thank you both so much for all you're doing. Thanks for...
Thank you, Mark, for having us.
Thanks, Mark.
Bringing all this to life. Much appreciated. MiltonPAHistoricalSociety.com. And if you do like I did and Google Milton History Society, make sure you don't get up in Milton, Maine, because they're active.
There's other Miltons,
there's one
yes.
in Massachusetts.
There's one in Massachusetts, yeah. Yep.
Milton, PA, Historical Society.
Yep.
.com.
Yep. Thanks, Mark.